This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. This is Kalisha Bennett from Developing Diamonds coming to you on behalf of Academy Alive. Perhaps you're a Muslim who has a bit of a dark history, a tainted history. Maybe your past isn't as squeaky clean as you wish it had been. But you know what? As a Muslim who has now, inshallah, reformed yourself, that's okay. Your past doesn't have to define who you are today, and it doesn't define your future. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is most kind and most merciful. And in fact, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam gives us hope through a beautiful hadith where he says, the best among the people in Jahiliyyah, the days of ignorance, so the most notorious people, the people who are known for their reputation for perhaps the wrong that they used to do or commit, they can become among the best in Islam, provided that they have sound knowledge of the religion. So when we look at transforming our lives, transforming the story perhaps of our past to a better story moving into the future, it is through having sound Islamic knowledge, which will be the catalyst for us in creating that change of reputation, that change of pathway in life. So if you have a past where perhaps you're a little bit ashamed of it and you want to be known within yourself and know that you are the best version of yourself now that you have reformed yourself, then inshallah, let knowledge be that first step towards redeeming yourself and creating a new path forward, an honorable path and an honorable reputation. Through this hadith, we learn that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is saying that if you were known for bad before, guess what? We can change that and switch that around, and you can be known for good, and you can become the best in good by using perhaps those same strengths, qualities and traits you used to invest in the wrong things, now investing it in the right things. And what is the way to drive that forward, to drive the ability of you using your skills and talents for khair and for goodness? It is through you having a sound base of Islamic knowledge so that you can then navigate the use of those strengths, qualities and talents which you used to use for wrongdoing, now using it for good for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and you can become a leader in that regard. You can be an amazing role model in that regard. So alhamdulillah, there is always an amazing amount of hope. There's an amazing amount of inspiration for us as we journey as believers from today moving into the future. It is not our past that defines us. It's what we do today. And it's so long as we equip ourselves with knowledge today that we will be able to navigate a better path in the life to come, in the dunya and in the akhirah, inshallah.